item, please, will be 12. I lost my piece of paper. I have so many pieces of
12,
paper.
12.
Where's
12?
Enhance community service opportunities and strengthen the transparency and accountability of city advisory bodies.
Colleagues, we have a lot of issues. This is a continuation of a resolution. We've already taken substantial public testimony and conversation on this item, so this is just for council discussion today. I'll hand this over to Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much, and I'll try to muddle through. Where is Judy Prosper? Judy, would you come forward just so that we have you as a resource? She's been our MVP in the legal office on this, and I want to make sure we get it right. So, Mayor, as you indicated, this is a continuation, and we are resolving some issues with some proposed amendments. And then this is a resolution, and afterwards we'll be moving to a vote. So, just by way of reminder, in the at the last hearing, two amendments were offered addressing a question of recusal, the circumstances under which a volunteer member of an advisory body might be required to go beyond disclosure and actually formally recuse themselves from participation. Those two amendments were offered, and slightly different approaches were offered by Commissioners Udaly and Commissioners Fritz. In subsequent council conversations and discussions, they have decided to withdraw their amendments, and we're going to take up some additional amendments. So, Mayor, I've been advised by the city attorney that an amendment that has been offered and seconded can be withdrawn by the sponsor without objection. And so I would turn to my two colleagues first for that housekeeping matter.
Very good.
Yes, I withdraw my.
So, if I may, it would be done through an unopposed motion.
Oh, so unless anybody objects, that's done.
No objection noted.
No objection.
I would also like to withdraw my amendment without objection.
And again, no objection noted. Both amendments are withdrawn.
So, and here I'm going to work with Judy and our council clerk just to recap the amendments that have been voted on and they're before us. The first is Fritz Amendment 1, which deals with minority reports, which encourages the submission of minority reports along with a majority recommendation. That amendment was moved by Fritz, seconded by Fish, and it was voted on 4-0, Wheeler absent. So, Carla, that amendment has been acted on, correct?
Yes. The add to Exhibit C.
Pardon me?
Is that the one the add to Exhibit C?
Adding to both to the resolution and to the training slide,
yes,
Exhibit C.
Yes,
right, the minority report.
So that's Fritz number one.
Mm-hmm.
Fish number one, which was moved by me, seconded by Dan Salzman, and was passed 4-0, deleted the last three bullet paragraphs regarding media restrictions from Exhibit D, Bylaws, Template 9, Communication. So we had some discussion about this. This was the language which could be construed as somehow muzzling the right of a community volunteer to speak to the press. That was not our intention. Fish Amendment 1, which was adopted by the council, struck the offending language in the bylaws. Fish 2, which was moved by me, seconded by Commissioner Fritz, and voted 4-0, Wheeler absent, added to Exhibit D, the bylaws template, a bullet that required that staff are obligated to keep record of all conflicts of interest that are announced during each meeting. So that is essentially a record-keeping requirement that be retained. There are additional amendments for council to consider today and vote on. And so I'm going to offer them in sequence. I think, where's Sonia, do we have copies? Oh, see, I have it right. Okay, excuse me, I have copies. The first, which I'll call Fish Amendment 3. I see I have packets for all my colleagues, excuse me. Well, I don't really. Maybe I do.
Yeah. And while you're finding it, Commissioner, yeah. I just want to check with the city attorney. It's my understanding that if there are new amendments, we do take testimony on those. Are we required to?
So these are. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Denise, okay. Is your mic on? Is it lit? Is your mic on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
So let me first let me go through each of these. Colleagues, you now have a packet of potential amendments. And I think with Judy here as a resource, I'd like to just go through them in sequence, see if there's a second, have brief discussion, then we can, Mayor, we can, in any way that you choose, we can take votes on this. Fish Amendment 3 deals with so-called undisclosed conflicts. Would add to Exhibit D Bylaws Template Section 5A, General Operating Procedures, a final bullet that states, quote, if it is found that a member did not disclose a conflict of interest, staff must alert the Bureau Director of that instance.
Second.
The Fish Amendment has been seconded. Mayor, would you like to take a vote on each of these in sequence?
Let's just do it in sequence. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz.
I think inherent in this change is that the Bureau Director would then tell the Commissioner in charge and the rest of the Council. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted.
Fish Amendment 4 is titled Conflict of Interest Threshold. Delete from Exhibit B Interest Form for City Advisory Bodies Conflict of Interest Disclosure Form Question 2. Quote, the City of Portland is also interested in other connections you may have with the subject matter to be considered by this advisory body. Are you or is a relative employed by or connected to a business that is related to issues that will be considered by this body? Please explain. And it would replace it with the following. Even if you or a relative's connection, quote, even if you or a relative's connection to a business does not rise to the financial thresholds contained in ORS 244.020, paren 3, paren 4, the city would like to know of any relationship to a business that could benefit financially from the outcome of the matter to be considered by this advisory body. Do you or a relative have connections that could result in a financial benefit of $500 annually?
Second.
We have a motion.
This particular amendment was suggested by Tracy Prince. It is designed to broaden the conflict of interest conversation at the table. And I think an example that this could capture is you may have a property owner who has announced that they have a conflict of interest. There may also be at the table that person's architect or designer or lawyer. This would require that disclosure as well. And it would reduce the threshold below the current $1,000 limit. And Commissioner Fritz and I both think it's a worthy amendment. So it's been moved and seconded, Mayor.
Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Well, I really appreciate the thoughtfulness of this amendment, and it makes me more comfortable with some other items we're not going to be advancing today. So aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Dr. Prince, and everybody who's given such good input in this. I think we're making some significant progress. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Good amendment. Thank you. Aye.
Colleagues, would you like me to continue to read through the amendments, even if they are of a different colleague, or would you like to read it yourself? I'm happy to do it just as a traffic cop and then turn it to you.
If I could ask the cop one question. Fish 1 and 2, since I was not here, are those on the table and still open, or have they been
voted? Already been voted on.
Okay,
there.
Very good. Thank you.
So now Fish 1 through 4 has been adopted.
Have all been voted and adopted. Thank you.
Udaly 1, which has been titled Include Conflict in Conflicts in Recommendation Reports, reads as follows. Add to Exhibit D, Bylaws Template, Section 5, General Operating Procedures, a bullet after the last bullet that states, quote, any potential or actual conflict of interest noted by staff will be included in the recommendation report provided to Council or other final decision-making body, end quote. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Udaly. Would you like to care to make any comment before we take it to a vote?
No, I think that's pretty clear.
Call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Good amendment. Thanks, Commissioner Udaly.
Colleagues, the next amendment is Fritz 2, titled Binding City Policy. add a final line to the resolution to read, quote, be it further resolved that this resolution is binding city policy, end quote.
Second.
Please call the roll.
E. Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I've learned over 9 years that these are the magic words that mean that it's absolutely enforceable. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted.
And Mayor, just again, just to reiterate what we did earlier, both Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Daly have withdrawn their recusal amendments, so they are no longer before the council.
Very good.
And that represents the resolution as amended today.
Any further questions or comments? Commissioner.
Yeah, I guess I have a question and a potential concern. I'm concerned about how we recruit people for some of our very specialized committees. And I primarily think of Bureau of Development Services, where they have a lot of very key committees where you have to be a licensed engineer or a licensed architect or something like that. So the term limits are in here, right, in this proposal? So I guess I'm concerned about the impact of term limits on the ability to find and keep some of these highly specialized committees staffed. Has anybody from BDS?
We are certainly aware and concerned, and that is kind of a next step in this process. And it's part of why we had to carefully consider recusal, because we don't want so many people to have to recuse themselves that we lose a quorum and they can't actually vote or function as intended.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not concerned about the term limit aspect, too? Or?
I mean, not at this juncture. I mean, we're going to have to carefully consider that moving forward.
Yeah, I guess I was contemplating perhaps offering an amendment that would allow a bureau director to petition, and I'm not sure who that bureau director would petition, to say I need an exception to the term limit in order to keep this committee intact.
Commissioner, we've done that before. It comes to council, and it's to waive the requirement for a certain amount of time to allow more advertisement of the position or for an additional period of time.
Should I make that into an amendment?
No, I think it's inherent. Can I also say to my friend, Commissioner Saltzman, that it is the intent of the sponsors to bring back a report at the end of year one. How are we doing? How has this worked? Did we go far enough? There are members of the community who continue to believe that there are additional components that we should consider. And we would welcome the opportunity to address any issues people have about what's been the impact on term limits or on recruitment. But inherent in this is that if a member of the council or bureau director seeks a waiver, let's say, of the term limit requirement, that could come to council. That does not need an amendment.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Commissioner Daly.
Yes, thank you. I just want to thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your watchful eye, because this is part of the challenge. We have so many boards and commissions. We're not entirely sure how these new policies are going to impact every single one of them. And so fortunately, what we're doing today is not going to be carved in stone. I think we can kind of address the issues as they go along. I just wanted to acknowledge the receipt of concerns by community members about the participation and vote of people with who've declared conflicts of interest. It was my original desire, obviously, that they not participate in the vote. I felt their participation in the conversation is useful because, as Commissioner Saltzman pointed out, some of these people have highly specialized skills. We really need their input on these boards. Some of the boards and commissions are harder to fill than others because of that. We looked into the issue, and without going into too many boring details, state law, Oregon state law, around public officials and the definitions of conflicts of interest are different here than in some of the other states that were used as examples. We have a different form of government. We're dealing with different boards and commissions. It would be challenging for us right now to come up with a set of definitions and create an enforcement mechanism that doesn't currently exist if we decided to require recusal. And Judy, please correct me if I say anything wrong. I really enjoyed working on this issue. I think we've made huge progress. I mean, we want to use our community members' expertise to its, you know, put it to its greatest value, make sure their time is well spent, make sure that these potential conflicts are daylighted, and that ultimately we, the decision makers on council, have all of the information we need to make our best informed decisions. So I believe that with a combination of the disclosure report and the minority report coming along to us, along with their vote, will achieve that. But as Commissioner Fish mentioned, we're going to be revisiting this in a year, and if we're still seeing issues with conflicts of interest and disclosure, then we'll revisit it, and maybe we will have to take that next big step of creating our own definitions and enforcement mechanism.
Mayor, I just have one comment before we go to vote. One thing that I've learned through this process is that while we hope we've gotten it right in terms of all the reforms that we've bundled together in this package, the thing that I've learned loud and clear is that if we don't appoint committees that are broadly representative of the community and are balanced, all these rules are not going to prevent skewed results from those committees. And I think it's now the goal of all this, of course, is to enhance the value of people's service and the quality of their decision making. But I think the piece that we have to take very seriously over the next year is the process by which we appoint people to serve on these very important oversight bodies. And frankly, I think if we have a more balanced and representative group of volunteers at the table, many of these problems go away by virtue of that fact alone. And I think we just have to be very vigilant in how we, what kind of commission boards and commissions we decide to launch, clear about expectations, and then very vigilant about who we appoint, making sure that there's a diversity of voices at the table, not a stacked deck. Anyway, that concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
I just want to make one preemptive comment, which is I know a lot of people are going to have questions about implementation, and the person to talk to will be Ashley Horn in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. So staff from every bureau across the city were involved in some way with this work over the last 6 months, and I want to thank each of them collectively for engaging with us and caring so much about public involvement, because there's not enough time to thank everybody. But I do want to especially thank Judy Prosper for carrying the torch on this issue for so many years and for seeing it through from beginning to end. The work is incredibly valuable to the city, and someday I hope we'll look back and wonder how we functioned this long without it. I want to thank Ashley Horn and Brian Hoop from ONI for all the groundwork they did to get us to this point, and particularly for Ashley being willing to lead the implementation of this plan while balancing an already heavy workload. We're here for you, Ashley. This is legacy building work that you should be very proud of. We also received valuable contributions from Kofi. There's no pronunciation guide here. Desu, thank you. Nicole Sharon, Danielle Brooks, and Joanne Johnson to make sure issues of equity and inclusion remained a priority. Finally, I want to thank my staff for working so diligently and collaboratively with staff from Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Fritz's offices for the last several months. Our work is always so much more rewarding when we can do it as a team with a common goal. So thank you to Commissioners Fish and Fritz for your leadership on this issue. It was a pleasure to work with you. I vote aye.
Fritz, I'm such a geek, such a nerd. This makes me so happy to have this done. As somebody, Somebody who was on the Planning Commission has seen this, has seen it work, you know, for several years in development services of, oh, my goodness, we've got the electrical board and who can we invite to do that? And yet also knowing that there's 650,000 people in Portland and many of them would love to have the opportunity to give advice to the City Council. So thank you, Commissioner Fish, for leading this whole effort and Commissioner Daly for your participation and also for your staff, Sonia Schmansky, Amira Streeter, Jamie Duhamel, and Claire Adamsick on my staff. I agree. Judy Prosper, thank you so much. Also, Carrie Wilton and Tracy Reeve in the City Attorney's Office, Kofi Dasu in the Office of Equity and Human Rights, also somebody who's been a part of the city's engagement process since I first started on the council in 2009 with the Office of Human Relations. And so I thank Kofi in particular for his dedication and long service. Ashley Horn and Brian Hoop in the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement, the members of the Public Involvement Advisory Committee who have continued to raise the urgency of addressing this accountability. And I'm seeing Linda Neskovin in the back of the room, just a stalwart for continued engagement over many decades now. And I hope you too are excited about this coming to be. Of course, it's the end of the beginning rather than the beginning of the end. And I do appreciate all of the people who volunteer, especially actually those who maybe not don't get chosen. And sometimes it does take two or three times before there's a niche for a particular viewpoint on a board or a commission. And so I do encourage people, now that we're going to be having the more streamlined application process, to find out what's out there. I do remember Commissioner Judy Shipwreck of Multnomah County once told me that she was appointed to the plumbing board at the State of Oregon. And she said, well, I'm not a plumber, but I am a user of plumbing, so I think I can do that. And certainly if you put in the time to do your homework, then you can give thoughtful input on all of that. My hope at this to start off with was about the experience and the effectiveness of community member participants. We want to have confidence in our advisory bodies giving us the facts as they see them, their opinions as they see them, and then to have the opportunity at council to take another look at that as we are in the West Quadrant Plan and in other processes. Everybody's input is helpful to me in finding out what's the right way forward. I could obviously talk for a long time about this. We've got the public involvement principles, the racial equity goals. I appreciate so much the term limits. That is what forces me as a commissioner to look around and say, who else might be ready to do this? So as you continue to implement this, Commissioner Daly, my staff and I will be happy to provide any input and support that you need as you embark on phase two. And I am very grateful that you're taking that on. Aye.
Fish.
You know, a lot of hard work went into bringing us this day, and I too want to acknowledge all the people at the Bureau level, on Council staff, my colleagues, and in particular the community members who have been so deeply engaged in this issue, especially all my neighbors in Goose Hollow. I also want to echo what Commissioner Udaly said earlier. I deeply appreciate the partnership of Commissioners Fritz and Udaly, who co-sponsored this resolution, and collectively we've worked through some tough and important and complicated issues, and it makes this work so much more rewarding when you have colleagues that respect each other and enjoy working together, and I appreciate very much the role that they played. You know, during my time on the council, I've learned that we do our best work in partnership with the community. And when we put the right people at the table with clear direction and the resources they need to be successful, we generally get a better outcome. It's simple. The better the community input, the better our decision making. Colleagues, today's vote will establish long overdue citywide standards to advance meaningful community involvement. We'll provide consistency and clarity on the role of advisory bodies. Give community members greater confidence in the value of their service, and we hope ultimately will strengthen public trust in our decision making. Our fundamental goal has been to increase the transparency, accountability, and effectiveness of our volunteer city advisory bodies. We ask a lot of our volunteers. We should not waste their time. The package before us, in very technical terms, includes a uniform application which for the first time will require a mandatory conflict of interest disclosure, new training materials for advisory body members and staff, a standard template for bylaws, an exit survey to be completed by members at the end of their service so we can learn about, you know, what's working and what isn't, and values to guide our selection process. Over the past 4 or 5 years, we have collectively taken a number of steps to increase transparency and accountability at City Hall. We work with the auditor to refer charter changes to the voters, which ultimately will lead to the strengthening of the independence of her office. We adopted stringent new requirements that political consultants disclose their activities. We created new oversight bodies for our public utilities, a new oversight body, I should say, for our public utilities, and forged a one-of-a-kind partnership with the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon. We restored the chief financial officer position, and we memorialized the independence of the independent budget office. And we work with the auditor to waive or reduce fees for people who want to fight City Hall. These actions individually and collectively have served to strengthen the community's confidence in our decision-making, and today we're taking another giant step forward. I'd like to close by specifically acknowledging and thanking Judy Prosper, our esteemed lawyer, for her work on this. For a while, she was sort of a voice in the wilderness, and now it's gone mainstream, and now her job is to help us get it right. Thank you, Judy. I want to acknowledge the work of Jim Blackwood, my former senior policy director, who worked on this years ago, my chief of staff, Sonia Schmansky, my policy director, Amira Streeter, again, Commissioner Fritz, Hugh Daly, and their great staffs. And I want to give a special shout out to some of the community members here, Dr. Prince, who has been singular in her focus on this, Stan Pankin, but everybody who is here, everybody who has taken the time to roll up their sleeves and help us get it right. Thank you for your good work, and today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
I just want to thank Commissioner Fish and Fritz and Hugh Daly for their collaborative work on this product, and Judy Prosper, as well as the many other people and citizens who have worked on this. I think it's good stuff, and I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Wheeler.
I remember when the conversation started around this. And I remember thinking, well, this couldn't be that difficult. And the reality is it was very difficult. And I want to give a shout out to my colleagues. They worked very, very hard on this. And they had tons of meetings, and they solicited a lot of input. And there was some tough balancing that had to take place to get to the resolution that we have today. And you gather that just by the number of amendments that had been offered up and reviewed, and in some cases language incorporated or changed in order to strengthen this. Commissioners Hugh Daly and Fritz and Fish, and Dan, I applaud you for many other things, so I'll leave you to the side for the moment. You and I can be the odd man out on this one. But colleagues, you've distinguished yourself here, and I really appreciate it because I didn't have to, and it makes me look good. I can you glow in your reflective glory. So thank you for this. It is a great step forward in terms of transparency and accountability, and as I watched you try to do the balancing act, I think you got it exactly right. So thank you for your hard work. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted as amended.